you want that?
I don't like people up the front line. Let them die. Let them die.
No, they won't go past the front line. But if they can do that, they'll put Molotov cocktails.
They're all happy.
I've escaped, but the rivers are blocked to the rest of my people.
So, by God, if they won't let us all go, then none of us go.
Hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. They offer me protection, they offer me a way out. But I cannot go without you. There's no way we can get you out because the rivers are blocked.
Thank you, Father. We wouldn't go without you anyway.
That's right.
That's right. We wouldn't be here for you.
It's me there, not you. They'll let me get out. They think I'm... They don't understand what a socialist is made of. That I would go any place without you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Way out. But not you. And obviously I don't take that kind of offer.
No.
The frame up they want to set up. Already the whole stuff. Just like opening a dike. We couldn't afford to let them take 20 or 30 of our people.
Oh.
The next time they come back for 60.
That's right.
The next time it'll be all 700 or 1,000.
Right.
They offered me a way out, but I say no. Say I can go and get out and get to Cuba, but they won't let us all out. All of us can't get into Cuba. You let them know that, too. Don't say, who stopped?
You know what? He won't go unless everybody.
Right.
You know that, baby? That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Wait. Hey, not this. Listen.
My family and a few others. But I say if we can't all be getting loud into Cuba, then I will die here.
Yes.
Right.
Thank
right.
you, Father.
Right.
Thank you, Father.
If any of you live, if you are unfortunate enough to think of your miserable life to ask, you ask Charles Gary if that's not the truth.
We believe
you. You ask him if that's not the truth. And Dr. Kahn, the delegate from the Soviet Union, the Peace Council. They'll let me and my family get to Cuba and a few leaders, but no one else. So the rivers are blocked to the rest of us. The oceans are blocked to the rest of us. But our goddamn land, we fought to build it, so we'll fight to die. If you're out there, sons of bitches, start the first goddamn shot. My family and my limited leaders, but the rest of you can't go. I said to hell with it.
Thank you,
I'm not going without all of you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Some of you are protesting that. I appreciate that. Mr. Pugh was one, said I should go. But I wouldn't be a leader worth a ticker shit if I did that. I have no desire to live if I can't live for all of you. So no one, myself, and anybody I want to save, my family, their wives, and their children, and all my leaders that I wanted to. But they wouldn't let me save all of you. That's the last offer.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Charles Gary, they make that offer, Dr. Kahn. You know, the goddamn radio make a phone fax to the United States to see. I said, if they can't take all of us, they'll take none of us.
That's right.
We're blocked, so we have no place but to stand here, and I don't want to go back to the fucking sucking United States.
That's right.
Run! In order to go back to our death anyway, we will.
No.
See that nobody moves. We thank you, because they won't let us all go.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If there's only one communist alive, by God, I'll die one.
Thank you.
Miserable punk of bitches afraid to stand up in the United States. If you have any doubt about it, then you're survived. Mr. Charles Gary said a few, myself and a few of my trusted people, my family, my children and their wives, could go to Cuba. But all of you couldn't go. And I said, no, thank you. Any leader that's worth anything stands with his people and dies with all of his people.
Right.
So their offer has been declined. Say. If I'm the only socialist alive, then I'll die a socialist.
Yeah.
I hardly think that's true, but yeah. I'm the only one. But I know one thing, I've not found any better one.
Yeah.
No, not one. I gotta come in here with something big enough that we can all go together.
Right!
Right!
Offered me and my family and
my in-laws and outlaws, a few years, sanctuary in Cuba, if I will go and leave the rest of you here. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes!
That's how treacherous the goddamn infamous bastards are. It doesn't seem to be much true socialism. Everybody's bowing to United States imperialism, but by God, we won't.
Let's go!
Uganda, Idi Amin will take us. I'm asking if Libya will take us, but they've got to come here, and we've got to all go out together, because I wouldn't trust them taking us 15 people at a time. They would do some of us in. We've got to all go out of here together, or we don't go. Made an appeal. I'm doing everything short of dying. I've made an appeal if they'll take us to Libya. Let's stood up to America. I'm sending an appeal now. They'll take us to Libya or to Uganda or someplace and give us freedom, then we will go. But we have to all go together. They won't come in parts. They've got to have a ship down there and put us all on that ship. And they got to have a ship out in the ocean. And all of us have got to be on that ship, because I don't trust these people anymore. To die for Guyana, we would have given our blood. No one would have crossed the borders, because we considered this to be a socialist country. And somehow it seems that many are more interested in the approval of the special interests of the ruling class in the United States than they are standing up for socialism. So if that's the case, then we will die for what at least we have built here in this country.
Oh, forget it. Go on, continue. Trying to obtain the child from the legal property he has the legal rights. I think his airplane trip, and we got another 17,000. Get the attorney that hands it from Guyana Court, and you got another 10,000. No, I'm talking about minimum. 27,500. Get whoever they send out here, maybe try to kidnap the child, you got more money. Well, I won't possibly think he could leave that restaurant. I have no child within a week.
Is that what he said?
Yes. In a week, I have no child within a week. I must have been in my hands.
Promise that this would not happen, that no one would be taken, that we would have complete sanctuary here. We were also given the promise of Dr. Reed. I cannot imagine them that they have gone back on their word. But I also don't understand why they did not call you. Do you copy? You understand how this country works, or any socialist country works? This would not have happened. The Minister of Justice can stop this from happening. And I can be arrested at any moment. If you don't get control of your emotions, you can destroy the greatest decision in history. We are asking for asylum for all of you people and our people. We want asylum in any country that will give us the right to build in peace. Do you copy? Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. We're just saying that we will not allow any of our people to be taken. And of course, we cannot wait here endlessly, because we have only so much food and so much resources. Do you copy? We're not insane people. People have lived by pacifism. Obviously, that's the way we chose it when we turned people away from our gates. We could have taken hostages. We could have done any number of things. But we do have the right to die, and everyone made that decision. Anyone that wanted not to was given permission to leave. But we will die unless we are given freedom from harassment and given asylum somewhere. Tanzania, Libya, even Uganda. That chap seems to have enough strength to stand up for what he believes. We want some place where we can live in peace. That's all we've asked. We don't want any be a political pressure. We don't want political power. We've been building this community. As I look out over it, is the most fantastic thing, and everyone that visits it Say it's a, we have made this part of the country. We've enriched it by everything that's growing and all these beautiful buildings and our medical clinic and our lovely homes. But if we cannot have this peace here, we want it somewhere and we want it very soon. Get Herb Cain. He's at least been more honest than some. Get Dr. Goodlett. Get people that have got some character that you know. There's people on the Chronicle. You ask for who you want. First approach. We wish certain people. I wish to see, I want Steve Gavin, and I want
Bob Levering.
Bob Levering, and I want that nice chap that said he would try to get the truth out, that I saved his family when they were persecuted many, many years ago. He was just a youngster. I can't think of his name.
Dean Calvert.
And we want Katie Butler from the Examiner. I think the chap that I know is the Raul Ramirez. Raul Ramirez, do you copy? And Fleming, of course. And there's that chap that did print the right side of what we were doing for young people. I don't mind if he comes. Right, do you copy? And Skimmerhorn. Skimmerhorn.
Some of these are listed in my book.
And some of them are listed in Mike Proulx's Green Metal book. Art Silverman, do you copy? The networks and everyone. Because I will answer every charge, every one of their abominable charges. The only reason I didn't do it was because of what the attorney advised. Because he thought they wouldn't do it justice. Forced this upon us. We're informed that they could come any time to be arresting me. We will attempt it. We will attempt it. We are peaceful people, but we do not know how they will come in. They came in the most obnoxious fashion yesterday when I was not here. Do you copy? They used a Guyana Defense Force plane. They're giving great dignity to these people who have spoken so evil of Guyana and socialism and cooperated, this counselor that's cooperated with that criminal, Mrs. Gray Stone. Believe me, I also offered to be arrested, but the people voted unanimously not to let me go. I'm glad to go. I'm glad to go. No problem about it, Marston. I'm glad to be arrested. Life has no meaning other than principle, and I could not let this child go to her. She, by his own testimony from his heart, when I asked him if he wanted to go back with her, it would be all right with me. I wanted him happy. He told me some of the most horrible things she did that you could ever imagine that she did to him and said to him. Well, I don't want to believe it either, but you should have been called. They should have honored your call. The order for arrest came today with an improper hearing. I was not served. I wasn't even here when they served papers. The whole process of habeas corpus was illegal.
According
to the most eminent authority here, who's been very kind and has given us free counsel, Lionel Luckoo, a very eminent jurist attorney here. This was totally illegal, and even our regular counsel for business affairs, Mr. Clark, has said the same, that this is an illegal thing. And I don't want to name names for harassment, but some have said powerful influencers have to be behind this, our bribery. I have never had more calm. I want peace for my children. I want them to live. I want them to have a future. They're wanting to die too quickly, some of them. I am the one that's holding back. Here is your son.